Grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. My topic today is the Creed, and the text is from Matthew 28, verse 19. Jesus said, "Therefore go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit." As we continue to celebrate the 500th anniversary of Martin Luther's birth, our thoughts today turn toward the Creed and the beautiful explanation of that Creed which we have from Martin Luther. In the world around us, there are many statements of faith that we hear constantly. All one has to do, for example, is to watch a TV program, and that is a statement of what the producers and writers feel and what they believe. Look at a newspaper, the editorial page, or certain kinds of magazines, or talk to people, and you will find out what they believe and what they hold to. Our statement of faith, the confession of what we believe, is found in the beautiful Apostles' Creed. And whenever we come together and speak the Creed, or whenever we speak it in our own private devotions, we are saying that we are focusing all of our attention on God, who He is, and what He has done. And we say, "This I believe." And so in this sin-filled, sin-darkened world of despair and hopelessness, the Creed, the statement of faith that we confess, stands out like a brilliant light as we confess with one another and confess to ourselves, "This I believe." I would like to spend the next moments with you talking about this beautiful statement of faith that we have in the Apostles' Creed. For the Apostles' Creed, first of all, expresses the very essence of God. And the reason why this is true is because the Creed is based upon the Word of God. The Creed draws together the doctrines and teachings and expressions of faith that we find in Scripture in the Word of God. And in addition, as Lutherans, we have a great treasure in the explanation to this Creed which was given us by Martin Luther. A timeless and beautiful explanation that I learned as a child, that we continue to teach to our children, and that I find very helpful in my life and my own ministry as well. This is what we believe. We treasure that creed. We accept it. We build our life upon it, and we reaffirm our faith in our great God, who is thus revealed in the words of the Apostles' Creed. Our God is a creating God, a loving and a redeeming God, and a gathering God. Just think about the fact that our God is a creating God, and look at the world around us, and know that God brought all things together. Each one of us is a testimony to our creating God. Each child who is with us today is a testimony to our creating God. But not only that, we have a loving and a redeeming God. For in Jesus Christ, God came into our world, a world that was spoiled by sin. In Jesus Christ, God came into our lives, lives that had been ruined by sin. And he came to call us out of the darkness of our sin into the brilliant light that only he can give. Jesus, by his death and resurrection, redeemed us, lost and condemned creatures. He made us right with God. He offers us full and free forgiveness for our sins, so that we can have life with God and we can have the promise and hope of eternity. And our great God also gathers us together. As Luther reminds us, the Holy Spirit calls, gathers, and enlightens. That means that we are not alone in this world because we have a great and wonderful God, and we also have each other, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints. The Creed expresses to us the very essence of God, and to that we say, "This I believe." Well, another beautiful thing about our creed is that the creed gives us theology to live by. For our theology is not some kind of abstract thought that floats above the heads of theologian and lay people alike. Our theology is not something that fails to touch reality or that fails to fill our needs. No, our theology is for life. Our theology is for our day-to-day existence, no matter what that day may bring. And therefore, we say that our creed is theology to live by. And therefore, our lives need to reflect what we teach and what we confess in this creed. We need to live our confession. But sometimes it seems that we fail to do just that. God is not always first in our lives. We don't always study his word, and we save the tired and stale moments of our day for the word of God in devotion. We don't always live up to the standards that God expects us to. Our witness is hesitant. Our prayers are cold and overly formal. Well, when this happens, we need to go right back to the second article of the creed and remember that Jesus Christ, who came to give his life on a cross for us, is also the one who comes to us daily with his presence and with his power, and he strengthens us and he equips us and he motivates us for life in God's service, so that whenever we feel that we have failed God, we turn back to Jesus Christ, and from him we gain strength and power. And so my encouragement to you today, as we think about the Apostles' Creed, is to speak this creed daily. I know we get so busy, and I know how the moments seem to just fly by. We are so busy with all of our teaching and all of our studying and all of our parish duties. And what happens is that we fail to replenish ourselves, and then we find ourselves spiritually dry. Well, that's why Luther said it first. He said, in the morning when you get up, make the sign of the cross and then say the Creed and the Lord's Prayer and follow through with his morning prayer. He told us this for a very good reason, because as Luther said later in the Creed, God, we are taught to know God perfectly. And that's why we need to speak this creed, and that's why we need to say to ourselves, "This I believe." The creed expresses our hope for the future. We live by faith. And that faith is founded in Jesus Christ, in him crucified. It is Christ who gives our life substance. It is Christ who gives our life hope. Whenever we confess the creed, we are expressing our hope for the future. And that means that our life, our day-by-day life, is in the hands of God. We don't have to worry. We don't have to become anxious. We don't have to fret and fear because our life is in the hands of God, the God whom we confess and exalt in this creed, the God whom we see as a warm and wonderful God who comes to us. We know that our life is with Him. And because our life is with Him, and because He has every day within His hands, even as the years pass by, and as we come each day closer and closer to that day when our life on this earth will end, yet we fear not. For not only is our life in the hands of God, but our future, eternity, will be with God forever. We say it this way in the Creed: I believe in the life everlasting. And I believe in the life everlasting for me, because Jesus Christ has conquered all of our enemies. He gives us the gift of His grace, and by the Holy Spirit He calls us into this faith and continues to nurture us and strengthen us in this faith. God has done it all that I may be His own and live under Him in His kingdom and serve Him in everlasting righteousness, innocence, and blessedness. This is most certainly true. We confess this and we proclaim this in our creed. And more than that, we even stake our very lives on the claims that God has made to us in this creed. And so, along with Luther, we say, this confession of faith we did not make or invent, nor did the fathers of the church before us. But as the bee gathers the honey from many a beautiful and delicious flower, so this creed has been collected in commendable brevity from the books of the beloved prophets and apostles, that is, from the entire scriptures for children and plain Christians. This is our creed, and this I believe. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through faith in Christ Jesus, our Lord. Amen.